Good evening, and thank you all very much for coming. I'm Bill Taylor. I'm an environmental attorney. About 35 years ago, I started doing water law, water and waste law, and I couldn't get out of that sector, so I got stuck in it. It may be because my initials are WET, so you'll call me Webb occasionally. But about 1984, I started working on the Bucksport site, and I've worked for every owner of that site since 1984, helping them with water and waste discharge issues. So I'm particularly pleased to be able to continue that trend with Whole Oceans. It's just been a fabulous experience working with these folks. They want to do everything right, and they want to do it the right way. And I'm going to, as people have said over and over again, they really are committed to this town and to doing things the right way. So one of the things we have to cover, I'm an attorney, so one of the things we have to cover tonight is the requirements for Chapter 2. That's the public information section that we're in right now. And as part of that, we have to tell you about permits that are required for this project. So I think all of you have a handout, a hard copy. These are the list of permits that we believe are going to be required. These are the state permits. These are the local permits and the one federal permit. We're not going to go into detail on all of these permits, but we just wanted to apprise you of the list of permits. But the focus tonight, and if I can go back, yeah, the state permits are really what we're focused on tonight, and we're focused on three state permits. And you can see them highlighted here, 1, 2, and 5. And those are the permits we're going to focus on here for the next couple of presentations. The waste discharge permit, which is obviously very important on the Penobscot River, and that includes where you get your water and where you discharge it to, and how you discharge it. And then the site location permit, that's a statewide zoning permit that regulates many factors associated with the site location, and Sean Deese is going to cover that in the next presentation. Also, 5 is the construction aspect of the activity, and that's covered also as part of the site location permit. So 2 and 5 are combined. I'm going to cover 1, the waste discharge permit. And what I'd like to do is start with water usage and then go on to waste discharge. As you've heard from everybody here, this is an excellent site for many, many reasons, and not least of which we have a tremendous water source. And what's really important is everything is in place. The mill had 2 intake structures, used 2 intake structures, I should say. One was the freshwater component from Silver Lake. They used somewhere upwards of 18 million gallons a day, fresh water at the mill, the old mill. We're proposing to use about 1 million gallons a day. So very, very much less water. And it shouldn't have any impact because it's such a small amount of water being used on the lakes. And you may know that this is a series of lakes. You folks know better than I the lay of the land here, but we have tidal pond, Ebony, Dallas, and so we're all feeding one another. And it's been used as a water source for decades. So we're going to use a small portion of the existing water that the mill used, and we're going to use the exact same pipe. Nothing's changing. That's already there in place. With respect to the saltwater portion, which this facility uses 3 million gallons a day of saltwater as opposed to 1 million gallons of freshwater, there's a huge capacity there. There's 72 million gallon a day intake structure capacity. It's not being used right now by the power plant, and we only need 3 million of that. So we are drop in the bucket, I hate to use that term, but we are really a very small part of what's been used and the capacity that's there. So, waste discharge characteristics. Now, the other side of the water balance is where you discharge and how you discharge and what you discharge. I want to say right up front that Whole Oceans has done a tremendous job getting the facts necessary about waste discharge. We know that's a very important factor for a lot of people. We know that's critical. We've had several meetings with DEP already. It's important for you to realize that we've met with DEP, particularly one meeting about 2 months ago. We had 30-some-odd people from every kind of water resource agency you can think of in the state there, 30 people, and we made a presentation to them about this project, and we really got down into the nitty-gritty about water quality, what kind of waste discharge we're going to have. And what we came out of that with was a very good feeling about this project. The BOD and TSS is going to be much less being discharged than the bill, much less. The nitrogen is about where the old mill is discharged in terms of the nitrogen level. And phosphorus is tiny compared to prior discharges. So we have a comparison sheet here. We're put together, and it's not perfect, but it's about the best we can do with the data that we have. Our flow out of this facility, because it's a recirculating system, is going to be about 4 million gallons a day. That's going up. The old mill discharged 18 million gallons a day, as you heard from the intake of the fresh water. Our BOD is about a third. Now, these BOD numbers are seasonal. That's why you have two different numbers on the right column. 3,100 was in the summer. The TSS is minor compared to what was going out from the mill. I said the nitrogen, we didn't have data for the Bucksport mill, but we have data now. People didn't measure for nitrogen back then for the mill. It's only been in the last couple of years. The data we're getting from mills now in the state, these are similar sized facilities to the Bucksport mill, is about 12 to 1,500 pounds a day. So we're just in that, just above that frame, that value. So the important point is that DEP looked at these numbers. Now these numbers come from similar RAS facilities around the world. So we don't have any data for our facility because we haven't built it yet, but we do have data from other RAS facilities, and this is what we're expecting our waste discharge characteristics to be. So DEP is very comfortable with our projected loadings into the river. And how we do that, that's skipped over one, I think. We have existing outfalls, which again is a very important infrastructure that we don't have to build. There's 001B, which is the mill, that was the mill outfall, the mill used. Again, you know, they had about 18 million gallons going out. We're only going to have 4 million. But it's got a beautiful diffuser on the end of that outfall. It goes well out into the river, middle of the river, and spreads out. The diffuser spreads the load out of the river, which is what you want. You want good mixing, good dilution. And we also have available to us 003, which is even bigger. It's a 72 million gallon hydraulic capacity at that outfall. We're not sure which one we're going to use, but they're both being, all of these intake and outfall structures are currently being used right now. So we know they're in operating condition, we know they're in good condition. And that's very important for this project. I just have a quick plan here. I don't know how to use this very well. There we go. You can see these outfalls, these are the ones we just talked about. They are here, they are in good shape, and they're being used. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sean Thies of CES. He's going to talk about the site location permit. Remember, we got to cover two permits tonight. One was the waste discharge permit, and one was the site location. And Sean's going to cover the site location permit. Thank you.